This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Now, if you've been trawling Zalora and some other e-commerce sites like I have, you may have noticed buy now, pay later options at the checkout by Atomi. Now, Atomi is a BNPL platform in Asia that partners online and offline retailers to increase conversions and help them grow average orders and customer segments. And for consumers, Atomi offers choice, convenience, and flexibility in how they choose to shop and pay. They've been actively marketing their services across different parts of Asia and now here in Malaysia. And to talk to us about this growth and what Malaysia can expect from Atomi, joining us online today is Atomi Malaysia and Singapore General Manager, Tracy Lou Walsh. Tracy, welcome to Open for Business.
Hi, everybody. It's really a great pleasure to be speaking to you today and share what Atomi is going to happen in Malaysia.
Right. Tracy, I have to ask, Atomi is a very unique name. Is there a story behind this?
Well, that's a very good question. And it actually does have a story behind it. Atomi actually stands for aid to me, available to me. So one of the, I would say the message behind it is that we want to make sure that we have given access to everybody. And we have given aspiration to people that were not able to access some of the products before, but now with Buy Now Pay Later service, they will be able to reach their aspirations and really access to more products that they want.
Okay. So Atomi is a product of Advanced Intelligence Group, a tech startup based out of Singapore. Maybe you can tell me a bit about Advanced Intelligence and how the idea of Atomi came about.
Yeah, sure. So Advanced, Intelligent is our mother company, and we are actually in Series D right now. So we are currently doing fundraising, but it started off as a technology company, an AI company that helps the enterprise in the credit scoring, in assessing the risk. So actually, Gojek is one of our first customer when we first started, and we were able to help Gojek to really identify the risk. We have a proprietary system at the back end to really understand the credit scoring, the risk, the affordability of the customers. And with that technology, our company, we're thinking about how do we actually leverage on this technology to even scale our business further. And one of the idea comes about is Buy Now, Pay Later. And when we're looking at the addressable market size, it's really, really incredible. What we're trying to do here is to provide a payment method that is affordable to every segment of the users, especially the Gen Z and millennial. If you're thinking about the credit card industry, it's like a $1 trillion business. It's been in the market for decades. And how do we actually disrupt that? By providing a more affordable portion to the option to our users would be incredibly important. So with that, we have decided to launch Atomi about slightly over a year ago.
So Atomi is now in Malaysia. Of course, you're headquartered in Singapore. And I understand that it's available in other parts of the region as well.
Yeah, correct. We actually are in 9 markets right now, only in like slightly over a year. In Malaysia, we launched about 6 months ago, I think late last year. We just launched in Hong Kong and we're launching in Taiwan. We are launching in Thailand. We actually just have our first merchant live in Thailand. So it's really incredibly excited.
So now, as you've mentioned, some other markets are pretty used to BNPL, but Buy Now, Pay Later is still relatively new to Malaysians, you know, comparatively. How has the response been so far from consumers and, of course, from retailers?
It's been really positive. When we're looking at just the last 6 months, we were able to onboard over 200 merchants in Malaysia. And as you mentioned earlier, some of the marketplaces that we work with are Zalora, and we are actually launching Shein, which is a one of the leading fashion marketplace. And we also have the Apple resellers, like Machines, IT World. And we also have like other categories as well, like Box of Bricks, Aldo, Megami, 18 Love Sea Chocolate. So we are actually really encouraged by the responses from the users. I think when they realize that they're able to access to more product and split the bill into 3 monthly payments without interest, I think that was really well received by the Malaysian, especially when we're looking at this segment where the credit card ownership isn't that high compared to other countries. More, I would say, like other countries that have different credit system available to them in Asia Pacific. So that's the user side. And when we're looking at the merchant side, that's the merchant side. When we're looking at the expansion and also the scale that we're having, the merchant has been very positive towards our service as well. Just looking at some of the merchants that we have partnered with in the last 6 months, we have already seen a 20 to 30% increase in the basket size. And also we are able to convert or bring them new segment of users that are new to them, they were not able to access before, such as the Gen Z and millennial. They really welcome this new payment method. And when we're looking at our database as well, actually majority of our users are relatively younger compared to some of the users that they used to have, like some of the traditional users. Mm. So it's been really well received by the Malaysian merchants.
Right. Now, Tracy, you mentioned earlier being able to split your bill into 3 payments. Maybe you can just give us the basic mechanics behind Atome for consumers and also what it's like to use it for retailers.
Yeah, for sure. So Atome is a buy now, pay later service where users will be able to split their bill into 3 monthly payments without paying any interest. And merchants will be able to get the, I would say, the earnings and the purchase pretty much in a few days. So that that means Atome is going to bear the risk of users not paying back, and merchants don't really have to worry about it.
Okay, and where do you make your cut? You know, how much is this going to cost merchants? Because obviously it's not going to cost the consumers.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that we really believe in is we want to provide an affordable product to the consumers, right? When we are looking at some of the traditional credit card where they make majority of the earnings from the users, and for us, we don't really charge user when they make a purchase, and when in case they are really tight in, you know, with the cash, and they might be slightly late in terms of repaying the payment, unlike traditional credit card where they charge a late fee and then the users actually pay a little bit of repayment, and then they can continue to use the card. Atome desire to be able to help the user to spend responsibly as well. So that's why we will immediately freeze the account. That avoids them from, you know, overspending. And if they want to use Atome again, they will just need to pay a very small fee and then they can reactivate the account. And of course, for us, because of the benefits that we are creating for the merchant will pay a service fee to Atome.
Okay, what about protections for the merchants? What kind of merchant protections are in place to ensure that they are safe from potential losses?
That's a very good question. And actually, from the merchant perspective, they will not need to pay Atome unless there are transactions. So Atome needs to make sure that we are driving transactions to the merchant platform and people are really using Atome for a merchant to pay as a service fee. So it's not like a monthly service fee where the merchants need to pay Atome. It's more on if they have sales, they will pay a certain percentage to Atome.
Right. So right here on BFM, we've spoken to a couple of new BNPL players. We've had Hula on, Split. And, you know, we've recently heard how Grab is also making a play in the scene. So what sets Atome apart from the other BNPL players already in the Malaysian market?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. I think number one is our regional presence. As you have asked me before, right? Like, we have just been in the market for slightly over a year, and now we are already in 9 different markets. And the regional presence is really important for some of the merchants that have been operating in different markets. So compared to some of the other buy now, pay later players, we definitely will be able to have a wider coverage. I think that's number one. And number two is that our proprietary risk system. One of the reason why Atome is able to scale quickly is because we have a very strong proprietary system to understand the affordability of the users. So with that, we will be able to run our business sustainably and really attract users that are able to pay us back, that are able to use the buy now, pay later service. So we avoid attracting users that have the risk of not paying back or have the risk of overspending as a result. And I think that is something that we can leverage on from our mother company, which is Advanced AI. And we have been helping the banks, helping some of the big enterprise in assessing the risk, in really understanding the customer from the affordability perspective. And I think number three is localization. Localization is at the heart of our business. We look at building products that are really fitting the local market. So we look at, we listen to our customer, we look at what they want, we look at how we're going to build a product that fits that country so that we can actually pivot and change our product by listening to our users. I think that's the most important thing. And number four is, I would say, the support for the merchants. We have a really amazing account managers team that will be able to listen to our merchant and provide what they need at the tip of a finger, talking to them on a pretty regular basis. So I would say these 4 points are our main differentiators versus the other competitors.
All right. It's almost time for us to take a quick break, but maybe we can squeeze in one last question before that. I want to talk a bit about the tech behind Atome. Maybe you can describe in layman terms the technology that powers the platform.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a proprietary system, so I would hope that I can I share as much as I can. When we're looking at the affordability of users, we look at different data points. We look at, who the users are. And for example, in some of the market like Singapore, we actually integrate with SingPass, which is a government database, but it's all encrypted data. We don't know exactly, who the user are. We can't actually look at just one particular user, but at the back end of the system, we will be able to identify whether the user can afford that product, whether the users will be able to, pay Atome back. So we look at different data points. We look at, the name and also some of the profiles that they have, maybe the salary. And in some other markets, we work with some of the established, telco enterprises, where they will be able to, share some of this data with us, but in an encrypted way, so that we'll be able to identify that user and assess the risk level from there.
Right. Okay. It is time for us now to take a quick break. But when we come back, we discuss changing consumer behavior, being compared to credit cards, and of course, the positive effect BNPL has had on the bottom line of local businesses, even through this pandemic. All that and more coming up on Open for Business. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me right now, I have the General Manager of Singapore and Malaysia at Atomi, Tracy Lu Walsh. Tracy, now before the break, we kind of went through the nitty-gritty behind Atomi as a platform and as a new BNPL player right here in Malaysia. Now, there's been plenty of debate about how BNPL players are essentially offering the same deal as credit cards. And I've heard several players refute this with their own read on the situation. What would you say to this when being compared to credit cards?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And thank you for asking that. I think there are a few differentiations of Atomi from traditional credit card. Number one is user can download Atomi anytime, right? You go to App Store, you go to Play Store, you can just download and you sign up, boom, you'll be able to, you know, buy the product in 3 monthly payments without any interest. Whereas for credit card, you need to go to the bank and go through a pretty long registration process by submitting quite a number of documents. I think that's the number one difference. The second difference is that we are not aiming at earning from the users. Majority of our revenue actually come from our merchants. So when we say that, and actually that's one of the main reason why I joined Atomi, is that I believe there is ways for us to disrupt the traditional credit card industry. When you're looking at the credit card industry, it's $1 trillion business. And it's been there for decades. And how do we actually provide a product that is more affordable to our users is super important. So in terms of charges, first of all, we do not charge any interest, unlike some of the installment plan from credit card where you have to pay a certain fee in order to use it, or maybe you have to pay a certain amount of interest as well, right? Whereas for Atomi, it's completely free of charge. And the only time that we charge is an administration fee. Let's say the user has difficulty in paying us back and immediately we will freeze the account. So that will ensure that the user doesn't overspend on our platform. However, if the user think, oh, okay, I just need maybe, you know, a few more days to pay the repayment and then want to reactivate their account and use Atomi again, and that's the time we actually charge an administration fee. So I think that's a fundamental difference between credit card and Atomi. And I think, of course, it's a user experience, right? Like, I think in this COVID situation, a lot of users might not want to, have those contacts with, people when they go to the store. So with Atomi, it's actually a contactless payment method where you can just use a phone and you can just tap on a QR code on our merchant store or even like at the terminal so that the user can pay without having any contacts with anyone.
Right. Now, you know, speaking about consumer behavior, do you feel that BNPL will create new consumer behavior? You know, will we find consumers more willing to spend on items they can't outrightly afford? You know, is this a concern at all? And are there any safeguards to prevent this from happening?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And for sure, we have safeguard to avoid getting users that cannot pay us back to be using Atomi. Right. And when we're looking at our proprietary risk system, we're able to identify users that can pay us back to use Atomi. I think that's the most important. And in terms of the behavioral change, and over the last 6 months in Malaysia, yes, we have seen the Malaysians, very adaptive to the change of the pandemic. You know, the MCO, it's currently happening in Malaysia, and people are really changing the behavior from shopping from offline to online. And for Atomi, we partner with quite a number of online merchants so that Malaysians can go to those partner merchants to shop online by using the Buy Now, Pay Later service and splitting the payment into three. And the other thing is like, working from home, right? Like everybody is working from home. And with Atomi, maybe the user wanted to make the home, like upgrade a home, upgrade the office. And with the Tomy, they can actually buy a relatively nice desk or like chair to be more comfortable, splitting the payment into three. And I think that's a change of behavior that we've seen. And our servers are able to help the retailers, especially the traditional one, in expanding the online presence. I think one of our merchants are like Saza and Aldo. They were very strong in the offline retail store. And with this MCO and pandemic going on, they would like to expand it online. And Atomi were able to actually drive users to the online website that they would like to really focus on expanding during this difficult time. So those are the behavior that we have seen. Those are the changes in behavior that we have seen among our shoppers.
Right. So now, speaking about the change in behavior, also the positive impact, I understand that enabling the option of, you know, paying in bite-sized payments over time has had a positive effect on the bottom line of local businesses, especially through this pandemic. I was wondering if you could give me some examples of this.
Yeah, of course. I think one of the example is our partner of 18, Love 18C. It's like a chocolate brand. And I think it's actually quite funny that when we started our partnership, Malaysia went into the third MCO. And I think what's surprising is that we actually have never partnered with the F&B industry. And with that MCO, I think quite a lot of Malaysians wanted to pamper themselves,
I know the feeling.
Right? It's like you can't really go out too far from your home. And so how do we actually still find joy during this difficult time? And that's what we have seen in the behavior of the Malaysians, is that we partner with this chocolate brand, and we have seen Malaysians buying those chocolates to pamper themselves during this MCO. And I would say the affordable luxury segment is getting really popular during this period, where we've seen more orders coming from these brands, where they will be able to help the Malaysians to relieve the stress and also find joy even during this difficult time. I think that's one of the positive impact I would say that we are making among the users. And it's really interesting and surprising, but it's definitely a positive influence.
Right. Now, what about post-COVID? How do you feel Atomy and BNPL is going to help aid the post-COVID recovery of local SMEs and businesses?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I definitely think that once the retail opens, the shoppers can really help to, but really go out, right? Like
revenge shopping, revenge spending.
Yes, it's never going. I think online shopping has its merits, but it's never going to replace the pleasure of shopping physically, to really touch the product, to really see how the product look like, to really try the outfits on. And I think that is not replaceable. And Atomy would be here to enable the user stretching the ringgit, like splitting the payment into three monthly interest-free payments. And I think that will be able to help the retail store from recovering from this pandemic, meaning to drive new segments to the store, like that are younger, and also convert more users and really enable people to buy a little bit more, each time when they go out. Because I would imagine that even when the economy reopens, it's not going to be like people going out very frequently. I would say people would still try to limit shopping on a very frequent basis, as I would imagine that the pandemic, although the situation will get better, but it's not going to be 100% over, right? Like it's going to be with us for quite some time. So rather than going out frequently and like buying a little bit every time, I think the behavior of the shoppers would be that they go out and then they really have that experience, but then each time they might try to buy a little bit more, right? So with Atomy, we will be able to help them to stretch the ringgit and be able to afford products that they might not be able to pay in one go before.
Right. Now, at the top of the show, Tracy, I said that I hope you'd be able to share what Atomy's plans are for Malaysia specifically. Maybe we can hear your thoughts on that just before we wrap up.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think number one is bringing the merchants that you guys love onto our platform. Right now, we have 200 merchants. We have some really great partners like Stellora, Sasa, Aldo, Box of Bricks, the Apple resellers, Machines, IT World, Switch. And that's not enough. I think there are a lot more that we can offer. And number one is to accelerate our merchant selection on the platform. The second thing is localization. As I mentioned before, I think it's important to build an app, build a product that really fits a Malaysian instead of just like having one same product across the region. Every country is very different and we listen to our consumers and shape our products from there. And I think number three is, we want to really bring more features to the Malaysians. One of the exciting thing that we are launching is Atomy Plus, which is our rewards program. So rather than just, splitting the payment into three, why not earn some points and rewards on the platform? We just launched in Singapore and we are very excited to be launching this in Malaysia very soon as well.
Right. And on that note, Tracy, for our listeners who would like more information on Atomy, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes. Yes. It's atomy.my. Yeah. And also, you can actually go to App Store or Play Store to download our app by typing Atomy, A-T-O-M-E, which stands for available to me. So you can download our app anytime. It's free of charge. And you can browse the merchants that we have on our platform and just register and boom, you'll be able to get the products within a fingertip.
All right. Thank you for that, Tracy. And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also listen to all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. I've been speaking with Atomy Malaysia and Singapore General Manager Tracy Liu Walsh. This is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.